Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Aleph, and we are 11 lines from the top of daf Kuf Amid Beis, the two dots, Rabbi Akiva Oimer Af HaKoyre Basvarim HaChitzoyim. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasuna Matzor V'Shivra. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Rufu Shalema, for Yor Yoshua Ben Chaya Atara, Shlomo Ben Chaya Leia, Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freda, and Miriam Bas Nomi Devora. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Doiv Beryl, Ben Yaakov David, Zechroina Levracha. So we're moving along in Perek Chelek, discussing the Ve'elu She'ein Lohem Chelek La'olam Haba. Specifically, we're up to the part of the Mishnah where Rabbi Akiva said that Af HaKoyre B'Svarim HaChitzoynim, somebody that reads, quote-unquote, Svarim HaChitzoynim, will not merit a portion in the world to come. Zok Tehelege Gemara. Tana, we learned in a Braisa. B'Sifrei Min. What did Rabbi Akiva mean when he said that if somebody's Koyre B'Svarim HaChitzoynim, he will not have a Chelek La'olam Haba? He was talking about Sifrei Minim, meaning Svarim that are Minus. Minus means Apikarsis, minus means ideas that are contrary to the Yud Gimel, Ikri Yamuna. Minus, we know, is also code word for Mitalmidai, Yeshay, Noitzri, meaning if somebody reads these types of things, he's a Kuri Besvar Machitzoinim, Ein Loi Chelik Loilam Haba. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef said, Besefe Ben Sira, Nami Asur Lamikri. You should know, it's also Asur to read the book of Ben Sira. So two things. Number one, who was Ben Sira? And the truth is that really from here into Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, we have a whole Daf Kuf Amud Beis to learn. So it's literally an entire Amud Gemara. The Gemara is going to do a deep dive as to the nature of Sefer Ben Sira. And it's interesting because Sefer Ben Sira is a Sefer that's quoted in different places throughout Shas, but usually it's a verse here and a line of Gemara there. This is the one place where the Gemara really, really gets into Ben Sira. And being that that's the case, it would be very appropriate now to do a 10, 15, 20 minute introduction into who Ben Sira was. But Baruch Hashem, we have related Reid Bites, and Ben Sira is a topic that Dashu Beirabim, it's a topic that we as a Chabura have learned together several times. As a result, to do a proper introduction is not necessary. Va'alzen Nemar, Ayin Shon. But the super duper high level of who Ben Sira was, he was the son, according to some, of none other than Yirmiyahu HaNavi. He wrote proverbs that mirrored the proverbs that were written by Shlomo HaMelech. There's a lot of chachmah in what Ben Sira wrote, but at the same time, as we're going to see in a moment, there was also a lot of what Chazal viewed as being divrei havoy. And they felt that if you read Sefer Ben Sira, to a certain extent, you're wasting your time. And it's for that reason there was this controversy. Should you read Sefer Ben Sira or should you not read Sefer Ben Sira? Now, in terms of some of the additional nekudas related to Ben Sira, the Chalkis Machaikik brings that even though Ben Sira was Yirmiyahu HaNavi's son, but Ben Sira's mother was Nisabra Ba'ambati, and it could be with none other than Yirmiyahu HaNavi's daughter. As if to say, Yirmiyahu's daughter was Nisabra from Yirmiyahu Be'ambati, and from there, Ben Sira came. Additionally, we spoke a little bit about the Cairo Geniza, which came to the surface in the late 19th century, early 20th century in Oxford University. And one of the great finds of the Cairo Geniza, which was in the Ben Ezra Synagogue in Cairo, Egypt, was an original Ben Sira, which had been lost for hundreds and hundreds of years. The bottom line is, the story of Ben Sira is fascinating. It's almost like Sifrei Tanakh, but it's not. In fact, Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef said, "Besefer Ben Sira Nami Yosol Lemikri." Now, it's just interesting that Rabbi Akiva said, "If someone's Koyer Besvar Machitzoinim, In Loi Chelik Loilam Haba." Rabbi Yosef said, "Besefer Ben Sira Nami Yosol Lemikri." Does he mean to say that if somebody reads Sefer Ben Sira, he's In Loi Chelik Loilam Haba? On the one hand, it sounds like it. But then again, he didn't say that. He said, Besefer ben Sira, not me, also the Mikra. You should know it's also us to learn Sefer ben Sira. And the truth is, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Rabbi Yosef Amar af Besefer ben Sira, sheyesh by divrei havoi, uva aleim li de bitl Torah. That if you're going to learn Sefer ben Sira, there's shtusim in it, and as a result, you're going to end up coming to bitl Torah. It sounds like all it is something that leads to bittul Torah. If somebody does something that leads to bittul Torah, is ein loy chelik loylam haba. Nobody said that. If someone's kerb besvar machitzaynim, it's a frame minus. He's ein loy chelik loylam haba. If somebody reads a novel, a kosher novel, it's divrei havoy. So he's ein loy chelik loylam haba. I don't think anyone ever said that. So besefer ben sira nami also lemikri. On the one hand, in the context of Hakoyre Besvar Machitzoinim, Sha'in Loi Chelik Loilam Hab, it feels like he's included in that list, according to Rav Yosef. But then again, if you look at the language a little bit more carefully, Befrat, if you look at what Rashi says, it sounds like it's more Asulamikri. But in terms of it being in the pantheon of the Elu Sha'in Loi Chelik Loilam Hab, Azoy Vaitnish. But either way, one thing for sure, Rav Yosef said, Besefer Ben Sira Nami Asulamikri, the Gemara is going to question why Rav Yosef felt so strongly and so vehemently opposed to learning Sefer Ben Sira, and who's going to be the shoyl, right? Who's going to be the questioner? Who's going to challenge Rav Yosef, who says you can't learn Sefer Ben Sira? Of course, it goes without say, it's his great Talmud Abaye. Zoktimar, Amalei Abaye. So Abaye tells Rav Yosef, my Talmud, Rebbe, I don't understand. What's the big deal about Sefer Ben Sira? Oh, Divrei Havoi, Shtosim. Really, where's the Shtosim? Let's sit down together. Let's learn Sefer Ben Sira. And I want you to identify, to me, where exactly the Shtosim is. Ilemos, Abaye said like this. Is it Mishum de Kasabe? Because it says in Sefer Ben Sira, Loi Sintoish Gildona Me Udne. You should not remove the skin of a fish. Gildano is a type of fish, even from its ear, because there's no reason to let the skin go to waste. If you're going to take the skin off of the fish before you cook the fish, so you can have nothing to do with the skin, you're going to lose it. What you should do is you should roast the fish together with the skin, and then you can use the fish, even though it's a small fish, as something to eat with two crackers, right? Herring vibes. But the bottom line is, don't go and strip the skin off of this fish because something's going to go to waste from it. So Rav Yosef, Abaye tells Rav Yosef, is this the verse in Ben Sira that's making you uncomfortable? This is where you see the shtosim. Said Abaye, I don't think it's shtosim. He said, what? Imi pashte, if you want to take what Ben Sira said literally, then I think he's saying something very important. You know what he's saying is, don't let food go to waste. Oh, and by the way, by Reis and Amikosov, it's actually a pasuk in the Torah. It says, Lois Sashchis es Eitzo. Right, what we know is, Bal Tashchis, don't let the tree go to waste. Don't destroy it. There's an Issa Bal Tashchis, so essentially, this is like a Knech in Bal Tashchis. The Pashup Shad of the pasuk is very profound. I mean, it's something the Torah talks about. And Imi Durashno, maybe, the way really you were supposed to read the pasuk was bedrush. Now, if the way you're supposed to read this pasuk is bedrush, there's also something profound. Because what he would be saying is, Eirech Arach Mashmalon, Ben Sira was probably teaching us derech eretz, proper behavior, to like live with shalei kedarka, that a person shouldn't be poil shalei kedarka, meaning don't remove the skin of the ear is some profound way of saying, don't be poil shalei kedarka. And well, if that's what he's saying, then that's also of value. Because Eirech Arach Mashmalon, so Abaye told Rav Yosef, first pasuk that I could see that maybe is divrei havoy is this pasuk. Lesintosh gildonu meudne, doloy lezo mashke lechavlo, eletzoli yosei benurav eichel bay tartin gritzen. He says the pashup shad is don't do bal tashchis. The drush, if there is one, is that it's inappropriate to do biyashalay gedarka, memanav shach, there's something profound here. I think a very obvious sushtel to the drush that Abaye just mentioned of this pasuk is the Gemara Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Chafam and Aleph. The Gemara said, Om Rabbi Yochanan ben Davoy. Rabbi Yochanan ben Davoy said, Arba dvarim socholi malachi asharis. There are four things that the malachi asharis whisper to me. Chigrin mipnei mahavyan. Why do people have children sometimes that are chigrin? Mipnei shahivchen eshulchanam, which the Ran in Nedarim says, they do biyashalay gedarka. Imni mipnei mahavyan. Why are some children born mutes, ilmen, that they can't talk. Mepnesha menashkin al oisei machkon. Chershim mepnei mahavyon. Mepnesha mesaprim b'shas tashmish. They talk during tashmish. And sumim mepnei mahavyon. Mepnesha mestaklim b'oisei machkon. So I'm skipping a little bit. The Gemara said, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Zu divrei Yochanan ben Davoy. That what we just said are the words of Yochanan ben Davoy. However, he's a das yochid. Because Chachamim Amru, the Chachamim said, Ein halacha ki Yochanan ben Davoy, el akol masha adam roitzel lasis be'ishta yoisa. Anything that a person wants to do be'ishta, he could do. Moshel, and then Rabbi Yochanan explained the word a moshel. Lebosner habami beis hatabach, to meat that comes from the butcher. Rotzel oichle b'melach, you want to eat it with salt, oichloi. Tzoli, you want to roast it, oichloi. Mevushel, you want to cook it, oichloi. Shaluk, oichloi. V'chein, said Rabbi Yochanan, dag, as it relates to a fish, habami beis hatzai, that you get from the fisherman. You can eat the fish, and you can do with the fish whatever you want. This is the moshel to tashmish and ishtoi, b'ishloi kedarka, b'sei, there are all these different things. But what's the moshel that was used for b'ishloi kedarka v'chulei? It was basar habami beis hatabach, and dog habami beis hatzai. That's daika the moshel that Abai is saying may be licked on ben sira. And by the way, just to be clear, even though from the Gemara it sounds like there's no isser b'ishloi kedarka, but at the same time, we do have this Gemara. Oirech arek hamash malon d'loi livo shloi kedarka, is this halacha l'maisna? It's ayin arek haim simen reish men, obviously way beyond the scope of this year. Zok the Gemara ve'elam yishum d'chsev, Abai continued to Rabbi Yosef, but he said, maybe the divrei avoy that you see in Sefer Ben Sira is the following verse. Basla avia matmoines shav. If somebody has a daughter, so this daughter is matmoines shav. Right, she's a matmoines at the same time. In English, she's a treasure. A bishav, she's like a false treasure. Meaning, man thinks he has a daughter. Wow, he's so excited. But in reality, there's a lot of angst that's going to come along with raising this daughter. Number one, mi pachto lo yishem balayla, right? He's going to be so worried about it, he's not going to be able to sleep at night. Why not? Bekatnusa shametespata. When she's young, because maybe someone's going to be mefater, lusnus. Bidarnurusa, when she gets a little bit older, shametizna. Not because someone convinced her, but because she wanted to. Bagra. Then she starts getting older. The father starts worrying. Shemaloi tinose. Nisei, she gets married. Shemaloi yula bonim. Maybe she's not going to have children. Hiskina, when she gets even older and she has children. Abashematasik shofin, right? Machshefa leisachaya, because the noshim were very mitsuyos when it came to the kshofin. But the bottom line is, this is what Ben Siru said, that a daughter is matmoin shof because a father's always worried about his daughter. Even Hiskina, zihachay nashtib mitkinder, he's still worried about her. So maybe this is the pasuk Abai told Rav Yosef that you don't like about Sefer Ben Sira. But he said, if that's what the case is, Rabbanan Nami Amruah, you should know the rabbi said the same thing. They said, quote, it's impossible for the world to exist without Zchorim and without Nikevis. And the reason is because when it comes to Bon of Zchorim, you don't have to worry so much. But when it comes to Nikevis, you do have to worry. So this idea of a Bas, La'avia, being Matmein Hashav, by the way, Bas as opposed to Ben, this is something that the Rabbanan already said. This can be the reason, said Abai to Rav Yosef, that you hold Sefer Ben Sira as Divrei Avoy, it's Bittul Torah, and for that reason it should be Asa L'Mikri. I saw a hergish in the Shiurim from Reb Shmuel Yankov. So this Shiur is Zois Liakov, we've quoted from it already, as we've been learning Perek Chelik, this Machzor and the last Machzor, but it's two volumes, Shiurim for Reb Shmuel Yankov that he gave on Perek Chelik. So on this Gemara, Reb Shmuel Yankov said like this, that it sounds like all these things are things that a father has to worry about if he has a daughter. But if a father has a son, nah, right? That's the Indian of Ashrei Misha Bon of Scharim, Oiloi the Misha Bon of Nekevis. It's based on this idea. That's why Ben Sira said, Basla via Matmoy Neshav. These are things that the father of a girl has to worry, not the father of a boy. And Shmuel Yaakov goes through each one, and he explains a little bit, why would it be that these are only chashas that the father of the bride, so to speak, has, as opposed to the father of the boy? So nisei shemelo yilei banim. Right, one of the things that Ben Sira said that a father is going to always have to worry about is his daughter is going to get married, and when she gets married, maybe she's not going to have children, and it's something that's going to cause him pain. So it says Rabbi Shmuel Yankov, v'hod ben zocha shenisa lechayish losa. The reason it's mashma from Ben Sira that this is only something the father of a daughter has to be concerned about, not the father of a son. On Efshir, maybe the reason is mishum sheyachla ben lalami Torah l'talmidim, because a boy always has the option to teach Torah to talmidim. Vatalmidim nechshavim loy lebanim, and the talmidim are going to be nechshav to him like sons. Ukaloshin haRambam, like the Rambam says in Hilchas Talmud Torah Perikay Alocha Yubeis, shehim habanim, that if someone teaches Torah, those people that he teaches Torah to are his sons, hamahanim, who give him pleasure loylam hazeh ula oylam haba. So said Rabbi Shmuel Yankov, this was his hergish. That the nisei shemelo yilei banim is dafka by a bas, not by a son. Because by a son, you could always have the ki'ilu yaldois. You could always teach Torah, but by a daughter, not. The reason it's such a hergish is because Reb Shmuel Yankov didn't have any children. And I think this hergish of Reb Shmuel Yankov, where he's seeing in this gemara, this inyan, that by a ben zocher, there's no nisei shemelo yilei banim. Because at the end of the day, talmidim ha-nechshav lo'ikabanim. Ukaloshin ha-rambam she'im ha-banim ha-mahanim lo'ilam ha-zeh lo'ilam ha-ba. This is a hergish that came from the kishkes of Reb Shmuel Yankiv. And really, it's tarte b'mashma. Number one, Reb Shmuel Yankiv didn't have children. And number two, kiyudur, Reb Shmuel Yankiv had such chavivas for his talmidim. And I think that's one of the reasons, big schus to learn his Torah. He had such chavivas for his talmidim that it was literally nechshav loy kabanim. This vart here is coming 100% Lanias Daiti from this Tifa Hergish that Reb Shmuel Yankiv had. Just as an aside, I want to give a shout out that there's a new Haggadah Shal Pesach that just came out this year. It's called V'Higadot Olevincha, The Legacy Haggadah. The Mechaber of the Haggadah is a Yid Reb Moshe Habner, and Yididi, Reb Shmuel Reuven Grossman, he was very oisik in this Haggadah. And the Haggadah, it's written in English, which is interesting, and it's a likut of Torah from different Gedolei Yisrael, all of whom did not have children. And really, the premise of the Haggadah is that there's a special schus when you say over Torah from someone that didn't have any children. In the world of Sifsoisei Dovavois Bekever, in the world of the Akaras HaTov that a tzaddik has when you learn his Torah, if you have a tzaddik that didn't leave over children, so really his hemshech is only through his Torah and through his Talmidim. So when you learn his Torah, in addition to the regular schus you have, over here the Akaras HaTov that the tzaddik is going to have is going to be half of a fellow. So V'higadot Olabincho, which is the Avodah of Pesach, he had this hergish to put together a Haggadah. There's so many Haggadahs, but the hergish of the Haggadah is unbelievable. And all the Mechabrim in this Haggadah had no children. And by the way, I mean, just a short list. Reb Shmuel Yankiv is quoted very, very much in this Haggadah. Reb Reuven Margolis, who didn't have any children, is quoted very, very much in this Haggadah. Reb Meir Shapira, Shalpiv Anuchayin, is quoted very, very much in this Haggadah. Reb Tzadik HaKayim Lublin, Reb Yosef Shal Natanzin, Alexander Rebbe. I mean, you go through the list of people you see here who didn't have children. It's half of a fella. But either way, a little bit of a tzushtel to this vart right here in Parakalik. Either way, continuing along. So again, Abai is challenging Rav Yosef, like he always does. And he is trying to figure out why Rav Yosef is so opposed to Sefer Ben Sira. Vu lik the shtusim in Sefer Ben Sira that Rav Yosef felt leads it to being bittul Torah, and as a result, you can't learn from it. So he took a couple of cracks, and so far, unsuccessful. Elam Yisham Dixayev. Snabaya told Ben Sira, or Abaye told Rav Yosef, he said, maybe you mean the following verse. It says in Ben Sira, Lo yisoil davya belibach. He said, don't allow davya, right? What does davya mean? Worry. Don't allow worry into your heart. The gavri gibarim katol davya. Because I've seen worry take down even the strongest of men. Is that the verse? He told him, that can't be it. Because Shlomo HaMelech said the same thing. He said, daga belev ish yashchena. That if somebody has daiga yashchena. Now what does yashchena mean? Rabbi Rabasi, it was Machlokes Rabbi Rabasi. Chadam once said, yisichena midaita. That what it means is, you should try to think about other things. Like be masich das from it. V'chadam, the other one said, yisichena lach. Right, you should talk about it to other people. Right, these are really the two drachim that a person has if he's dealing with something. Right, there's one mahalach, and that is try not to think about it. The other mahalach is faker, think about it and talk about it and get it out of your system. Right, and like this, you're going to heal. So these are two very appropriate drachim. It was machloikis Rav Ami Rav Asi. It's a chadomar chadomar. We don't know who said what. By the way, Rav Reuven Margolis did know who said what. Ayin sham. But the bottom line is shem olam. In the Gemara, it's achadam achadamar, and Shlomo HaMelech seems to be saying exactly what Ben Sira said. Lo yisoil davya belibach, the gavri gibarim katol davya. And he said, I can't imagine that this is the reason that you would have a problem with Ben Sira. Elo, maybe it's the following pasuk. Shum dechsev the pasuk. Ben Sira said, "Men not rabim mitoich beischa. Don't allow the rabim into your house. V'lei akol tovi el beischa. And don't let everybody in." So Rashi says, what does this mean? What Ben Sira was saying was that don't just frivolously allow people into your house. Right? Your house shouldn't become an open house. Not just that, even people that should come to your house, but you should limit them a little bit. Right? So the Menai Rabbi means the Rabbim. The hoi polloi, right? The whole chevra. Don't allow everybody into your house, right? This is a private residence. And even people that have a mokum to come, but even then, v'lo yakol tovi el beischa. But either way, this is something Ben Sira says. Abai told Rabbi Yosef, is this your problem? But Rabbi Nami Yomer, Rabbi said this. What did Rabbi say? The time you learned to the price, Rabbi Yomer, lo'idam yarba adam reib, b'stoich beis. A person should not allow too many people to come into his house. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, ish reyim lehisrayeya. You let too many people in your house, nothing good is going to come. Elim ishum d'chsev. He said, maybe you mean this pasuk. And this is a classic Ben Sira. Zaltikon kurtaman. If somebody has a thin beard, it means he's very, very wise. Avdikon sachson. If somebody has a thick beard, it means he's a fool. Then if somebody blows at the froth in his beer mug, it means he's not thirsty, right? Because if you're thirsty, you would drink it with the froth. Amar b'may echalachma, if somebody has bread, right? You have hot bread, it comes out of the oven, and you say you're not looking for a good dip, right? I don't know what to eat this. Oh, lach masah, take the bread away from him. You know why? Because it means he's not so hungry. And finally, man de islay ma barta bedikne. If somebody has a part inside his beard, right, so this is old school, right? Remember people, they would have like these two things and in the middle, there was a part. Oh, kuli amala yachli, like nobody's going to ever be able to beat this guy in an argument. And the reason is because he's so smart, right? What does the smart person do? He pulls in the middle of his beard. So the reason he has, he's probably always clearing chakiris, and as a result, he must be so smart. Why yachli, like this is a person you're never going to be able to overcome. So Abaye told Rabbi Yosef, you meant this? And Rabbi Yosef said, exactly. This is the pasuk I meant. So this little verse here, that really you can tell a person's intellect based on how thin or thick his beard is. And if you have that little hole that spits in the beard, that's a raya brurish anal of tshuva, that you must be a balkishra noira. This is already shtuyot, and this is the divri avoy that Rabbi Yosef said. Says Gemara, even though Rabbi Yosef said that a person should learn sefer ben sira, and again, not because it's minus, but like Rashi says, because it's divri avoy and least a bit of taira, I'm Rabbi Yosef said, mili mali said, this be daushinalu, that as it relates to the good things in sefer ben sira, you're allowed to learn, and not just that, you can get up a rabbin and you can even darshan it. What's an example of some of the good things? He's going to give us a bunch of examples. Number one, Isha Toiva Matana Toiva. If somebody has a good wife, she's a very, very special gift. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives such a wife to someone that's a Yorei Elokim. How does the shtim with Soita Daf Beis and Mayikot and Yudches that Arbam Yom Koidim Yitzir Savlad, the Paschal says, Bas Ploini Lepoini, even though HaKobadei Shemayim Chutz Meir Shemayim, Zivig Rishin, Zivig Sheni, all that raids, you have to know. But anyway, this is what Ben Sira said. Number two, Isha Ra. If somebody has a bad wife, Saras Labayla, it's like leprosy. Maita Kante, what's the Eitza? Very straightforward. You got Shenemi Beisa, you give her a get, Yisrapim, it's Arata, and you'll be healed from your Taras. Isha Yafa, if somebody has a beautiful wife, Ashrei Baila, Mispar Yomav Kiflayim, and the number of his days will be double. Not literally, but qualitatively, his life will be a little bit richer. Hale Mei Necha Mei Eishe Schein. You shouldn't look at a woman that has Schein, literally charm, Penti Loche Bim Tzudasa, because you might get caught in her trap. Al Tat Eitzel Baila. Not just that, you shouldn't spend too much time with her husband. Lim Soichi Mayayim V'Sheicher, to drink wine and Sheicher. And the reason is, because if you're going to get close to the husband, inevitably, you're going to get close to her and you may fall into her trap. Ki B'Toyer Ishne Yof Yor Rabim Hushchaso. And said Ben Sira, because in the Torah of an Isha Yafa, there were many people whose lives were destroyed. That if you would see the amount, the numbers of her victims, it's mamish endless. Rabim hayu pitzei ruchel. Ben Sira also said that many are the blows of the ruchel. The ruchel is the infamous peddler. So we know the ruchel used to peddle tachshitei nashim. And as a result, very often, he found himself in a compromised position together with nashim, which would lead lidvar aveir. So what would happen if a man comes home and he sees that his wife is spending time with the ruchel? He's not going to ask any questions. Next thing he's going to do, he's going to start beating him up. So Ben Sira very cleverly said, Rabim hayu pitzei ruchel. The pitzei, the ptsaim, the bruises, right? The clap that the ruchel used to get were very, very many. Hamargin l'dvar erva. If somebody tries to get other people to do it dvar erva, kenitzut maver gacheles. He's like a spark that ignites a coal. Because dvar erva can lead and it all takes on a life of its own. It can be very, very terrible. Kikluv mole uf. Came Bateim Leia Mirma. Just like a coop is full of birds, so too their house is full of Mirma. Meaning, when there's someone that's a Margulidvar Erva, his house becomes a house of Mirma. And everybody knows about it. This is one of the verses that were quoted earlier that Abaye thought maybe this was the shtosim. But either way, right? Don't let the rabbim and don't let everybody into your house. Rabbim Yiyu Darshnei Shlomcha. You should try to have a lot of friends. Very profound. But when it comes to being Megala Soid, it should be one in a thousand. And a person should be careful what he tells, even Sheicheves Chekecha, which of course means a person's wife. So even a person's wife, he shouldn't tell everything to. Don't have worry about tomorrow because you have no idea what tomorrow is going to bring. When people worry today about what's going to be in 10 years from now, you have any idea of where you're going to be in 10 years from now? Could be tomorrow you're not going to be around. V'nimtzen, it's going to come out. Mitztaer, you were in pain. Over a world that has no shaykhis to you. You have shaykhis to this world. But 10 years from now, could be you're going to be bygones. Could be you'll be in Olam Haba, right? But the point is, why are you worrying now about what's going to be? What's going to be could be has no shaykhis to you. And then he continued and said, Kol Yimei Ani Roy. That Shlomo HaMelech said, all the days of the Araman are bad. Ben Sira added to that, he said, not only the days of Ba'af Leilois, even the nights. Beshval Gagim Gagoy. He said that the base of his roof is underneath their roofs. Ubimroim harim karmai. But his vineyard, his kerem, is higher than all their kramim. Okay, why does that make things very bad for him? Because what happens is that when it rains, because his house is lower than their houses, so the water comes off their roof and it ends up on top of his roof, which is not good. He has flooding. And because his kerem is on top, so when a wind comes and all the offer, the fertilizer, starts blowing away, it blows to their kerem. And as a result, he ends up losing out. Either way, we just went through a whole list of different inyanim that Ben Sira said, and these seem to be the mili ma'aliyasa of Ben Sira. Rabbi Yosef, as much as he said, you're not allowed to learn Sefer Ben Sira because of the shtusim shabai, but at the same time, he said there's a lot of things that are very, very profound. And the truth is, if you look carefully at all the things that he said, they really are very profound. Not that Rabbi Yosef needs my askama, but definitely some very, very interesting ideas that are mentioned over here. Regardless, we're going to digress now because that's what we do. And the last memra of Ben Sira was that Shlomo HaMelech said, Kol Yemei Ani Rohim. Right, this is a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Tezvav, 15:15. That's where it says this. Kol Yemei Ani Ron, and Ben Sira added to that, Af HaLeilos. The Gemara now is going to bring a whole bunch of different pshatim in what this pasuk means. And by the way, if these pshatim sound familiar, it's because we learned them together not so long ago in Mesechtes Bava Basra. This was at the end of Bava Basra. So, the Gemara, Simen Zeru Rav Meshar Shio, Chanino, Tuvio Yana, Yofi, Yoichan, Merachin, Yeshua, Makatzer. All of these things, by the way, mentioned in the Simen are related to Kol Yemei Ani Run that idea. Now, if you look at that pasuk inside, so the pasuk starts Kol Yemei Ani Roim and it ends V'toiv Lev Mishta Tomin. So let's just touch the words. Kol Yemei Ani Roim, all the days of an Arman are bad. If a person has no money, it permeates his entire life. And Kol Yemei Ani Roim, of a V'toiv Lev, someone that's a Toiv Lev Mishta Tomin. Life is always a party. So if someone's an Ani, it's Roim. If he's a Toiv Lev, then it's going to be Mishta. Now, notice the two opposites that are being mentioned in the pasuk. It's the Oni and the Toiv Lev. It's not the Oni and the Asher. It's the Oni and the Toiv Lev, which is already a little bit of an insight that the Oni doesn't necessarily mean an Oni B'mamin. Because if an Oni means an Oni B'mamin, then who's the opposite of the Oni? It's the Gvir. And it's not what the pasuk says. It doesn't say Ugvir Mishta Tamid. It says V'Toiv Lev Mishta Tamid. So V'Toiv Lev Mishta Tamid is a little bit of an insight into what the Ani might be. Either way, the Gemara is going to bring a whole bunch of different shatim in what the Ani is and who exactly the Toiv Lev is. The first one is Rab Zeira. Amar Rab Zeira, Amar Rab. Might call you Ani Ram. What does this pasuk mean? Eilu Bali Tam is referring to people that learn Talmud. They learn Gemara. Toiv Lev Mishnah Talmud. Eilu Bali Mishnah is referring to people that learn Mishnah. So this is real drush. If somebody learns Gemara, Gemara is hard. Because Gemara is hard, call you Ani Rahim. If somebody learns Mishnah, Mishnah is his Gishmak. So if you embark upon learning Gemara, you're in Kol Yemei Ani Ron. Mishnah is, yeah, life's always a party, literally. V'toiv Lev Mishnah Tam. Rav Amar Ipcha. Rav said just the opposite. V'ayinu Damar HaMisharshi Mishmei D'Rav. And this is what HaMisharshi meant when he said over the name of Rav. The Ma'idach said, what's the pasuk that says, Masi Avonim Ya'atzei Bahem, that if somebody goes and he tries to carve out Avonim, so he's going to have Atzos from it. That's referring to Eilu Bali Mishnah, Ubekeya, Eitzim Yisachim Behen. But somebody that goes and he hacks holes and he knocks down trees, to the contrary, Yisachim, he's going to end up being warmed by it. In other words, Rava said, I see it just the opposite. I think that somebody who learns Gemara is a Toiv Lev Mishta Tavit. Because even though it's difficult and it's challenging, but at the end of the day, you're going to get from it. As opposed to Kol Yemei Ani Roim, if somebody's going to learn Mishnayis, what are you gaining from Mishnayis? At the end of the day, you're going to know Mishnayis. You can't pass Mishnayis from Mishnayis. You don't know Havayis Dabayi V'Rava. So the question is, you want to view good and bad based on how easy or hard it is? Or do you want to view good and bad based on what the outcome is? So if you want to view it based on how easy or hard it is, so the Kol Yemei Ani Roim is the Bali Talmud. Tell you what, Mishnah Talmud is the Mishnah. Rava said Ipcha. Rava said it's just the opposite. Rava said the Kol Yemei Ani Roim is about Mishnah because he has nothing to show for it. As opposed to tell you what, Mishnah Talmud is the Bali Talmud. And that's what Rav Misharshi said in the name of Rava, that the Masi Avonim, which is not so hard to do, Abel Ma'isin Yeyotze Behem, he doesn't have much from it. That's the Bali Mishnah. The Bekeya Eitzim, who's putting his blood, sweat, and tears into his Avoida, at the end of the day, L'maisi Yisachim Behem, he's going to have what to show for it. And because he's going to have what to show for him, he's the Bali Tam. It's referring to someone that has an Isha Ra, call Yemei Anira. The Tovle Mishta Tamid, Zesh Yeshla Isha Tov. Rabbi Yane said, call Yemei Anira, Ze Istinis. So someone that's squeamish, he's a mephonic, right? Everything bothers him. So as a result, he's call Yemei Anira. The Tovle Mishta Tamid, Zesh Daita Yafa. Right? He could tolerate anything. Rabbi Yechon says, call Yemei Anira, Ze Rachmani. This is someone that has compassion. Why? Because every time he hears a Yiddish tzara, it breaks his heart. Since the koyim ayani rot, the toivle mishta tomet zachzori. If you're an achzer, yeah, right. Anar lacht aibig. You're always going to be happy, and because you're always going to be happy, but it comes from achzoris. Rabbi Shuv ben Levi Amar koyim ayani roim zeh shadaitik tzara. That is someone that's short tempered. So if you're a balkas, so somebody like that is going to be a kol yimei amiram. Rashi says, not just that, you have anxiety. Mesim lilibay kol daigis chaveroi v'doyeg akom masha asad lavayala. Right, you don't only have anxiety about your inyanim, about yenin's inyanim. That person has a problem. Of a toiv leif, mishta tamid, ze shedaitoi rechava. Rashi says, ve'enoi mesim lilibay daigis kol kach. Then Rashi says, Lishna Achrina, Daitik Tzara Raks. Right? So two pshatim. What it means, Daitik Tzara, Daitik Rechav. Either it means you're a Balkas, you're not a Balkas, or it means you're an anxious person versus not being an anxious person. We're not finished. From Yib Shubin Levi, Yib Shubin Levi said, Kol Yemei Oniron. Vo'yikos Shabbos is v'yomim toivim. He said, what about Shabbos and Yontif? How can you say Kol Yemei Oniron? Shabbos and Yontif, right? Shabbos and Yontif. Even the Araman, even the pauper is a melech in his house. So how could you say kol yimei aniron? The answer is Dr. Mars Kiddush Shmuel. Damash Shmuel said shinui veses tchilas chol meyayin. That if somebody changes his eating routine, so it's going to bring on some sort of chol meyayin, some sort of machle inside his stomach. The Araman the whole week doesn't really eat. Shabbos all of a sudden he eats bas of the dog and v'chal matamen. So because he doesn't eat the whole week and he eats on Shabbos, so the Shinui Veses is Tchilas Chol HaMayayin. And by the way, who said this? Shmuel. This is Shmuel the Reife. This is Shmuel the doctor. Right? So many in Yoni Refu and Shas are attributed to Shmuel. Let's do a little bit more Gemara and then we'll come up for breath for a second. Tanu Rabbanan, Kari Pasuk Shel Shir HaShirim. If somebody reads a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, for Oysa Oysa Kimin Zemer, and he turns it into a Niggin, or Vakoyre Pasuk, the base Mishtoiz Belezmani, or if somebody is in a base Mishtoiz, right, a base mishtoiz means a place where they used to drink. Right, once upon a time, there was a suda and a mishta. We always say this. A suda was a meal that was food-based. A mishta was a meal or a party that was shtia-based, right? That was mashka-based. The point is, if somebody's in a base mishtoiz where there's a lot of yayin, and he reads a pasuk, abbeleiz mana, it's not like the appropriate time necessarily to be reading this pasuk, any one of these two people is mevi ra loilam. Right, so let's do this again. Now that we know he's maybe Rav Oilam, I think we need to do a V2. Okay. Hakayri Pasuk Shal Shir HaShirim. V'Oisikim in Zemer. Somebody sings Shir HaShirim. He makes a niggin out of it. Maybe Rav Oilam. Why? So it's Zok Teilig Rashi. Shir HaShirim is a song, right? It's a song of songs. Shir HaShirim. It's Mamish, the song of all the songs. The Kodesh Kedosha. There would have been a Havamina that that's Mamish what it is. It's a niggin. And as such, you should treat it that way. So you're going to zing Shir HaShirim. If you start making nigunim out of Shir HaShirim, it means you think it's really a song. It's not really a song. It's the holiest of the holy. And as a result, what you're doing is not okay. Now Rashi says there is trop in Shir HaShirim, like there is an Ol Tanakh, and you for sure let it read it with the trop. That's okay. That is already Mesoiron. But in terms of making up Negunim for Shir HaShirim, this is something that's not okay. In fact, maybe Rol Oil. What's the second thing? HaKayra Pasik Bebeis Mishtois Beleizmani. So Rashi has two pshat on what this is, but it sounds like the idea is that a person's at a base Mishta, and he's Bahaseba, Rashi says, and Yonah Diyoma, and he's in a very good place, and he picks up a glass of wine, and he makes a toast, and he weaves into his toast different psukim. You don't do that. You don't treat Torah that way. Torah is sacred. Torah is halig, and you have to treat it halig. So if someone is Kairu Pasuk Shashir HaShirim V'Aisa Isakim in Zemer, that means he's making light of Torah. And if someone's Kairu Pasuk V'Aisa Shutais B'Leizmane, you're using the Torah for your inyan. You're making light of the Torah, and as a result, maybe Rola Oilam. And the Gemara continues, the reason is because the Torah, it dons a sackcloth. Your banecha, they turned me into a kina. Right now, I make the Torah as a kardim, lachbarba. You can't use it as an axe. as a hacker, you also can use it as a kinar, right? You can use the Torah and turn it into your kinar, into your harp. That's not something that's okay. Look at what they're doing. So the Torah itself is toiveya for its own covet. Amalah. So when the Torah does this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Torah, Biti, my daughter, B'shosh ha'ochlem v'shoysim, B'mei yisasku, what do you want them to do? They're eating, they're drinking now, so they're singing shir ha'shirim, they're using your psukim. What would you prefer them to do? Amar l'fan of Rebbeinu Shalaylam. What do you mean? In Bali Mikra, and if they're Bali Mikra, yasku b'Torah v'nei v'ksuvim. They're sitting around, they're at a party, I don't know, open up a chumash, open up Nevi'im, open up a ksuvim. In Bali Mishnei, if they know Mishnei, yasku b'mishnah malachas v'agodas. In Bali Talmudim, yasku b'hilchas Pesach, b'Pesach, you can't make this up, b'hilchas atzeres, b'atzeres, and b'hilchas chag. But the bottom line is, you want to know what they should do? That's what they should be doing. I think this inyan is already inappropriate. So two ha'aras before we go weiter. The first ta'ara is, I saw from Rav Shmuel Yankiv. Rav Shmuel Yankiv said, we know the pasuk says, Emor l'chachma achisiyat. Tell chachma, tell the Torah, du bist mein Schwester. Right? Emor l'chachma achisiyat. Torah is compared to the sister of Klal Yisrael. Says, why? So he said, this Gemara is the reason. It's because we know that Klal Yisrael are referred to as Bonim Atam L'Hashem Elokeichem. What did the Gemara say? That when this happens, when someone's Kiryu Pasuk Shashur Hashim V'Ois Ois Kim In Zem, V'Kiryu Pasuk Pepeish Mish Shtois Pepnei Zmane, HaToyru Chay Gerasak, V'Oi Medes Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Oi Meres Lefan Of Rebbeinu Shal Oilam, Aso Uni Banecha Kikino Shemenagnem Boi Leitzim, Amar Lo, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell the Torah? Biti my tochter, biti my daughter. Sner Rav Shmuel Yankiv, you see in this Gemara that the Torah is considered the daughter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we're the sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah is the daughter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does that mean? That means Klal Yisrael and the Torah have the same father. If we have the same father, by definition, we're siblings. That's Emor L'chachma Achaisiyah. He said, this Gemara is the Pshat. It's because he's seen that the Torah is referred to as Biti Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're Bonim L'Hashem Elokeichem. So if you have the same father, right, that's why we're siblings. That's the oimik of this inyan of Emor L'chachma Achaisiyah. That's the first R. The second R, which is a little bit more intense, and we're not going to go into the intensity of it, but just the Marim Makim, and that is the Be'er Sheva. On our sugi, right here, Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Amud Beis. See, he talks very high level about Sfar Machitzoinim, and he talks more specifically about Sefer Ben Sira. And he says, at the end of the day, I have a little bit of a problem here. Not just, you have to go through this carefully. Rabbi Yosef said, Sefer Ben Sira Nami Yasa L'Mikri. It's also to learn Sefer Ben Sira, right? That's what Rabbi Yosef said. It's also to learn Sefer Ben Sira. Said the Be'er Sheva, V'kosha Be'enai Tufa. At the end of the day, we have a psak. You can't learn Sefer Ben Sira. He said, if that's the case, Halichach mi ha-gemara atzma. They brought so many things from Ben Sira. And he starts quoting, Chagigu Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, Yuvam Nisamach Gimel Amid Beis, Ksubis Kuf Yud Amid Beis, Bava Basra Tzadik Ches Amid Beis, Bava Basra Kuf Mem Vav Amid Aleph, Nido Tezayin Amid Beis, Erevin Samachay Amid Aleph. He said, not just that, there are different places in Yerushalmi. It's Yerushalmi Mesechtes Nazir, it's Yerushalmi Mesechtes Brachis, Ukehena Rabbis. In Cain, if the Chachmei HaTalmud brought Sefer Ben Sira, it means Behechrech Lamdo Meimeno. It means that they learned from it. And if they learned from it, how does that stem with what Rav Yosef said, Asal Mikri B'Sefer Ben Sira? Right? That's the Kasha. Asal Mikri B'Sefer Ben Sira, that's Mamash. It was the second line in today's daf. And then says the Be'er Sheva, I don't know, I scanned Shas, and it's Mamash up there. Now, is it Mishle and Koheles? No. Is it Shashirim? No, that's Kodesh Kadoshim. Is it quoted like some of the other Svarim? 100% nisht. But at the same time, it's quoted so often that you can't ignore it. Right? The Chachmei HaTalmud gave tremendous credibility. They didn't quote Svarim Chitzayinu, but they quoted Sefer Ben Sira. So how is it possible that Ben Sefer Ben Sira Asal Mikri? So he says, you have to say, and it's Pashat, right? The answer is very, very Pashat, but the Be'er Sheva makes a big deal about it, and that's why I thought it's Kedai to speak out. You have to say, because Rabbi Yosef said, that Mili Ma'al Yisod Ispe B'Sefer Ben Sira Darshin Alohu. That as it relates to the Mili Ma'al Yisod, that already you're allowed a Darshin. So you see that Sefer Ben Sira, as much as Rabbi Yosef said Asal Mikri, but at the same time he opened up the Pesach for the Mili Ma'al Yisrael. And because he opened up the Pesach for the Mili Ma'al Yisrael, you have to say all these different Gemaras that are quoted are like the short list of Mili Ma'al Yisrael that were mentioned in our Gemara, even though it's not those Gemaras. But you have to say this was only like a Kagoin, a sampling size of the Mili Ma'al Yisrael. But really there is a lot of Mili Ma'al Yisrael in Sefer Ben Sira, and therefore Sefer Ben Sira goes down as this tricky book, because at the one hand, it gets a shout out in the most infamous of infamous Gemaras. It's referred to by Rabbi Yosef as also a mikri and maybe even svarim chitzayim, depending on how you learn the Gemara. But at the same time, it's quoted throughout Shas. The teretz is this tarti b'mashma. This is the good and this is the bad. And obviously, this is the way it plays itself out. But then the Be'er Sheva goes on, and he asks a bumbakasha. He asks that I don't understand. It's a pellet to me. I'll read it inside because I don't even want to say it in my own words. Umiu akati ikula meitak. Given the muchach b'shmaitim, it's muchach in our sukkah, the besifrei minin, afilu milu ma'al yisod the ispu asa l'kreisim. No, there was Be'er Sheva is making a diak that it sounds a little bit like Sefer Ben Sira is unique that the Milu Ma'al Yisod Darshin Elohu. But could be all the other Sfarim, like real Sefer Minim, even the Milu Ma'al Yisod Yana Leda Darshin. Be'emesis, he says, it's Mefurish that way, in the Rif, and the Rosh, and the Ritva. They all paskin. That this day you're allowed to learn the Milu Ma'al Yisod Stavka Sefer Ben Sira. But as it relates to other Sfarim Chitzayinim not, Im Kein Kosha Al Kama Go'ine Yoylam Kamoy De Kamoy, U Basro Yizal, U Beroy Sham HaRambam Zecherin El Avrocha, Heich Motsu Yedei V'Raglein Bebeis HaMedrish, Shalomdu Besifrei Minim Gemurim, Kigoyin Aristotle and Plato, etc. So he says, if that's the case, what pshat, how did the Rambam have a heter to learn? How did the Rambam have a heter to learn the Sfarim Aristotle and some of the other Greek philosophers? This is his kasha. It's a plia tzuma, and it's not just the Rambam, but it's Bereshim the Rambam. Heichmotzu yedein v'raglein bebeis medrash. Now, if you're going to tell me that just like Rabbi Yosef said, b'sefer ben Siri, you're allowed to learn the Milu Ma'al Yisod, so that's the Eitzah. He learned the Milu Ma'al Yisod. But at the end of the day, how is it okay? See, he has a very, very big arichos. Again, this is Dvarim Atik and Mamash. But he has a very, very big arichos. And towards the end, he says as follows. Venerally, Sha Rambam Zal V'siyate, the Rambam and all the followers of the Rambam. Somchu ala Mishnah beperek beis da'avis. They relied on the following Mishnah and Avis. Rabbi Loza Omer, have the shokut lumoy Torah, v'dam mashatoshav lapikoris, v'dalof ne'mi ata onam. The Mishnah says, "Dam Mashatosh of Apikoris," and he said, "I believe the Rambam learned the Sfarim of Aristotle simply because he held Dam Mashatosh of Apikoris." And he goes on, and he's Meirich, and he says, "It's not meant for everybody, right?" At the end, he says, "Ochein Oimer Ani Shoyim Menavshe Yirchok Mehem." V'dorshu Perikam Adavid Zoras Uminus V'Shani Rambam the Rav Guvrei V'Lomad Kolotei Rukula Kain Nearly. Don't bring Raya's to yourself from the Rambam. That's what's going on over here. But one thing he says, Toich Dvarav, is that if you look at the Rambam's list of 24 people that have no chelik in Olam Haba, amazingly, the Rambam does not say Akoyu b'Svarim Achitzayim. And he says it feels a little bit like this is the Rambam L'Shitasai who learned Sefer Aristai. And it could be, pshat is, because the Rambam paskind like the Mishnah of Damash Atoshav L'Apikoyris, and not like the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Chelik of Af Akoyu b'Svarim Achitzayim, even though it's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. But still, he didn't pass in that way. He held it was a steer between the two Mishnayas, because how could you be a Dam Mashatosh of Lapikiris if you're not going to study basic Svarim Chitzayinim? So the Rambam was Machriya like this Mishnah, but that deer that the Rambam brings the 24 things that would cause a person to lose his Chelik in Olam Haba, and the Rambam does not mention Akar B'Svarim Chitzayinim. Again, this is way above my pay grade. Mamish Dvarim Neflam, Ayin Shom, if you want to see it inside in the Be'er Sheva, right here on our Sugya, and we still have another Amid Gemara to learn. Zokti Gemara Vaita, V'haloicheish Alamako. If somebody recites an incantation over a wound, he too is Ein Loicheilik Olam Haba. So this is old school in a bad way, where once upon a time, people would go to doctors, and the doctors, instead of treating scientifically via medicine, they would treat with these incantations. Right, we've mentioned in the past where Reuven Margolis has one of his classic theses where he says he believes that's the Teuf Shevarei from Ligahenim, because those doctors were considered the good doctors. They didn't do treatment, they didn't amputate limbs, right? That's not the way they treated people, think old school medicine. They would just recite these heebie-jeebie incantations and wink, wink, people were having refuahs. So they were known as the Teuf Shevaroifim, but they were Loichesh Achar HaMaka. A Loichesh Achar HaMaka, the Mishnah says, Ein Loichelik Loilam Haba, Teuf Shevaroifim again. It's mamish the same chazal, that's a classic. But either way, a Loichesh Achar HaMaka is Ein Loichelik Loilam Haba. Omer Rabbi Yoichan had said, U'b'roikekpat. The only time this is true, that it's so bad on the level that you would lose your Chelik Loilam Haba, is if the person spits first, and then he recites the incantation. Rabbi Yochanan had a little bit of a different understanding of this, because it seems that these loichashei lochashois, these chevra, the reciters of the incantations, so before they would do their thing, they would spit. That was part of the avoida, right? So you're going to spit, and now you're going to be loichesh. You're going to recite an incantation. And the incantation, as we're going to see in the next line Gemara, is going to have in it the Shem Shamayim. So what you're doing is, you're being maske the Shem Shamayim ala rakika. That's what's so bad about it, and that's why the person loses his chelik in olam haba. So it's not so much this alternative form of medicine. That's not the inyan here. It's more that you're being maskeh the shem shamayim ala rakika, right? Let's see it inside. So Rabbi Yochanan said, it's dafka b'roikikba lefi. This is the reason, like we just mentioned, shem maskeh shem shamayim ala rakika. You're not allowed to mention the shem shamayim atap rakika. Itmar, we learned, Rav Amar Rav said, afilu negat saras. Meaning, if a person would be like a shalamaka, he would spit, and then he would say a pasik, and the pasik did not have the shem shamayim. Meaning, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, lefi shem maskeh shem shamayim ala rakika. Said Rav, even if it doesn't have the shem shamayim, meaning even if he says the words negat saras, that's not the shem Hashem. Reb Chanina, afilu vayikrael Moshe, those three words don't have the shem Hashem. Afilu hachi, it would be a problem. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan said you'd be maskeh shem shamayim. That's what Reb Chanina coming to add. Even negat saras, even vayikrael Moshe. Tana rabbanan. So we talked about lachashim, a little bit of a digression. We learned in the brayso, sachin umemash b'shem b'bnei me'ayim b'shabbos. You're allowed to anoint and massage a stomach of a chayla on Shabbos. So you're going to anoint some oil and you're going to massage the stomach. You're allowed to do it on Shabbos. What would be the havamina not? Because of refuah b'Shabbos, right? We know you're not allowed to engage in inyani refuah b'Shabbos. Gzeru mishum shchikas amamanim. I feel like this is something that you're allowed to do. Additionally, v'loichashin l'chishas nechashin v'akravim b'Shabbos. If there's a nachash or akrav that's coming at you, you're allowed to recite an incantation on Shabbos to stop it in its tracks. By the way, it sounds like these l'chashim worked on some level, right? So there would have been a havamina you can't stop it in its tracks. Kamash one, you could. What's the havamina? Meaning, why would you have thought it's a problem? Because it's tzad. You're capturing the animal when you stop it in its tracks. So I would have thought tzad's one of the lamatas malachas. That's the chiddush. It's okay. Umavirin kli al gav ha'ayim b'Shabbos. If somebody has some eye ailment on Shabbos, so there was a thing to take a keli, cold, put it on the eye, apply it there, right? Like ice maybe or something. And like this, the swelling will maybe go down. Whatever it is, this is going to be some sort of refuah. That's something that's refuah that you're allowed to do on Shabbos, right? It doesn't involve samonim. That's something you're allowed to do. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel said, "Med v'amamurim." When is true you're allowed to do this on Shabbos? Kli anittel. That's only if the keli itself is not a keli that's muktzah. So it's the type of keli that you're allowed to carry. Av b'klisha enu anittel also. Additionally, the price continues and says, "Ve'ein shaylim b'dvar shedim Shabbos." You're not allowed to inquire of Shadim on Shabbos. So why would you be inquiring of Shadim on Shabbos? So if you look at Rashi, this is the second column of Rashi, three lines from the top. Shekein Oysen, this is what people used to do, Kishoivdim Shum Davar, when they would lose something. Shayalim b'maisa Shadim, they would ask Shadim, Vehim Magidim Lahem, and they would tell them, V'osne Lassis b'Shabbos Mishoim Mimtzai Chetzik. It's interesting because we have schoolers of what you're supposed to do if you lose something. The olden days, there was some sort of demonic custom where people would be shoyled by the shaydim, and through that they would find their inner. Rabbi Yossi said that last thing of ain't shoylem b'shaydim b'shabbos has nothing to do with Shabbos. After this is something you're not allowed to do during the week as well. Rav Huna said alachik Rabbi Yossi. Alachik Rabbi Yossi. After Rabbi Yossi, Amr elam shem sakana. And by the way, the reason Rabbi Yossi said you're not allowed to do it is simply because of the sakana. Meaning, it's not because it doesn't work. And it's not because it's osir per se, it's mishum sakana, which by the way makes it more chomer than isur, because chamir is sakanta meisur. And what's the makar that is a sakana? Kihadu Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef once got involved in this inyan. He called a shade to try to find something that he lost. The next thing he knew, the ivla ba'arza, he was swallowed up in a cedar tree. V'savad lo nisa, he got very fortunate, a miracle happened. Poka arza, that the cedar tree split. Palte, and he was spit out of this tree. But the bottom line is, right, one thing you take away from that mice is that this is not something you're supposed to do. Don't try this at home. Tana Rabbanon. We learned to the Braisa. So we mentioned smearing oil and massaging the stomach if he's not feeling well. And it's something you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. It's something you are allowed to do on Shabbos. Sachin umemash mishem b'bnei me'ayin b'shabbos. Tana Rabbanon. Another Braisa that says, Sachin mash b'bnei me'ayin b'shabbos. Ubevachle yaskedech shoyis b'chal. You have to do it with a shinui. Don't do it in the regular way. Hichi of it. Okay, what's the shinui? Rab Chanina said, Sach v'achekach memash mish. That first you should anoint the stomach and afterwards massage it, which is a shinui because the way you would do it during the week is massage it and then anoint it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Soch Umemashish Basachas. That what you should do is you should do it Bevasachas, which again is a shinui from the normal way of doing it. Tanu Rabbanan. More about shadim. Again, we're digressing from the digression. Sare Shemen Vesare Beitzin Mutarim Lishol Behem. So Sare Shemen, literally, these are like the masters of oil. And Sare Beitzin are the masters of eggs. So these chevra, you're allowed to be shoyel by them. So we need a Rashi here. Yesh Maisa Shadim. There's a certain Maisa Shadim. Sheshoylan al yidei Shem. That the way you access the shade, meaning the vehicle that's used, is oil. V'kari lohu, and these shadim are known as the Sare Shem. V'hainu Sare Boyim. There are others that are known as Sarei Beitzim, and the way you would access them was through eggshells. Shveiferes Shal Beitzim is an eggshell. The Karilu Sarei Beitzim. They were known as Sarei Beitzim. So these Chevra, these Shedim, you're allowed to communicate with them. Elo Mepnei Shemechasven. Stating that, it's not so common to do it, and really, we're discouraging you from doing it simply because they're a waste of time, these guys. They're a bunch of filthy liars, and as a result, you're not going to get places with them. Loichashen Al Shemet Shabekli. You can utter an incantation on top of oil that's inside the keli. Obavein loichashin al shemen shebiyad. And the reason is because when the shemen is in the keli, so this incantation is going to be effective. But if it's in the hand, it's not going to be effective. Again, this is all related to the sari shemen. So the sari shemen, when it works when it's in a keli. It doesn't work when it's biyad. Lefichach sochem yishemen shebiyad. Halacha comes from this, that if you want to smear with oil, take oil from someone's hand, because you don't have to be concerned that this person was loichish on that shemen, because ain loichashin al shemen shebiyad, simply because it's not effective. Vein sochem yishemen, because there you have to be concerned. On this note, we have a story. Rabbi Yisrael bar Shmuel bar Marta ikla hu shpisa. Rabbi Yisrael bar Shmuel bar Marta once went to a certain inn. I see they mishcha b'mana. They brought him oil in a keli. Shafi took it and he anointed himself with it. And in the meantime, nafkan li tzimchi ba'ape. All of a sudden, boils started popping up on his face. Nafak lo shuk. He went out to the shuk. Chazisa he itza. A woman saw him. Amrish, he said, zika de chamas. I see Hamas or Hamas. I see it on your face, right? I see this demon on your face. Abdul Milsev Itzi, she did some heebie-jeebie. He had a refuah. Why did it happen? It happened because he took oil from a keli, hence a maisa, that this is not something that you're supposed to do. On the topic of refuah, Amalei Rab Abba, the Rab Marmori. The pasuk says, Kol amach lashasadi b'mesayim l'yosam alecho, ki ani Hashem roifech. You all know this pasuk. Fake. The Gemara of Chimiach Shaloi Sam Refu Alama. How do you understand the pasuk? Kol Amach LaShasanti Mitzrayim LaYasam Alecha. You're never gonna get sick. Why? Because I'm the Roife. What does a Roife do? A Roife doesn't prevent you from getting sick. A Roife heals you when you're sick. So Chimiach Shaloi Sam Refu Alama Amalei Hachiyam Rabbi Yoichanan Mikrozem Meatzmoy Nidrash. Look at the pasuk, you'll understand it. Shenemar says VaYemish Ma'itish Malkei LaShem Alekecha. Right, that's the prerequisite to this Haftacha. If you're going to do what you're supposed to do. And the way you read the end of the pasuk is as follows. In Tishma, if you're going to listen, you're going to do the right thing, lo yosim, then nothing's going to happen. V'im loy sishma. But if you're not going to listen, osim, aba afal pikein, ki ani Hashem reifecha. Meaning, the loy osim is contingent on im shamaya tishma. But ki ani Hashem reifecha is not contingent on anything. And that part of the pasuk is something that a person will merit, whether he does the right thing or doesn't do the right thing. It's an unbelievable limit schus. It's an incredible taitza of this gemara. Pashi read the pasuk. Shemayi tishma kol Hashem alekech v'yosh bein v'tasif. V'santum v'tzayt v'shrat kol chukov. Then kol machar shanim v'sat v'asam alecho. Then k'ani Hashem reifech. Zok t'gemara, no. That's a condition for kol machar shanim v'tzayim l'yosam alecho. Oh, but k'ani Hashem reifech is not conditional. And that's the way you read the pasuk. There's an element of kol machar shanim v'tzayim l'yosam alecho. There's another element of k'ani Hashem reifech. Omer Rabba bar Chana. K'shchol Rabbi Eliezer. So again, we mentioned alecha shachamaka. We digressed a little bit about incantation. A little bit about demons, a little bit about refuah, but Shabbos, a lot about refuah. And now the Gemara is going to tell a story about Kishachal Rabbi Eliezer. So this is not the first time here in Masechta Sanhedrin we're talking about Kishachal Rabbi Eliezer. We learned the Gemara. It was the last Amid of Perek Nigmar Hadin, Daf Samaches Amid Aleph, where the Gemara told the story of the final moments of the life of Rabbi Eliezer. Right? We said the first moments of Rabbi Eliezer, right? Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Brachos Dav Beis, he's 28 years old, his Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, and here you have the final moments of Rabbi Eliezer. But the Gemara talks a lot about the end of Rabbi Eliezer's life, which in and of itself is very, very interesting. But regardless, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana related the following. He said, "Kishachol Rabbi Eliezer, when Rabbi Eliezer got sick, nichnasu tamid of levakri. His tamidim came to me mevakri chayla. Amar lehem, Rabbi Eliezer told him, chama aza yesh ba'olam. I want you to know, there's a chama aza. Not that it's a very hot day, right? I didn't mean to say it's 92 degrees with humidity. What he meant to say was a lot of anger in the world right now. Kodesh Baruch Hu is being koyes. Hischilu heim poichin. And when they heard that, they began to cry. Abba Rabbi Akiva, who was one of the Talmidim that was there, Mesachik, he started to laugh. Amulai. So they told him, Lama Atam, Rabbi Akiva, you're laughing? He said, the Rebbe's sick. The Rebbe just said, Chama Aza Yesh Ba'olam. Why are you laughing? Amulahem. He told him, Vichim Ibnei Atam Ba'ichim. It's funny. I was wondering the same about you. He said, why are you crying? Amulai. They told you, want to know why we're crying? Efshe Sefer Torah Shari Bitzar. There's a Sefer Torah that's Shari Bitzar. For Loi Nifka, does it make sense we shouldn't be crying? Amulam, so he told him, Kachani Mesachik. That's exactly why I'm laughing. laughing. He said, because much ani roya Rebbe Shenyene Machmitz. He said, because until now I used to look at the Rebbe and I saw his life was perfect. His wine wasn't turning into chaimitz. Vein peshtane loike. His flax was the best flax. Vein shamne madvish. His oil didn't spoil. Vein dufshane madvish. His honey didn't spoil. Amaritis, I was concerned. Shemachas v'shon kibel Rebbe oylamoy. Maybe the Rebbe was makabel his oylam haba oylamoy in this world. But now that I see the Rebbe is in a little bit of pain, I'm happy. Because I know that the Rebbe, who's soon going to leave this world, is going to have a lichtige Gan Eden. He's going to have a merit to go Elam Haba. Oh my Lord. Rabbi Eliezer turned to Rabbi Akiva. He said, Akiva, I want to ask you a question. Tell me, is there one thing in the Torah that I didn't do? Meaning, what was Rabbi Akiva suggesting? He was suggesting that I'm afraid a little bit that maybe the Rebbe was getting his Elam Haba on this world, but really, he's not going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. Rabbi Eliezer said that would only make sense. It would only make sense if I did some sort of averos. But if I didn't know averos, then why would I be punished bechlal on this world? Right? At the end of the day, why am I getting punished? Said Rabbi Eliezer. If I did nothing wrong, there's no basis for me to be punished. Right? That's the emphasis. The emphasis is Rabbi Eliezer's timing says that if I did nothing wrong, then there's no reason to be punished. Your cheshbon is not a cheshbon if I didn't do anything wrong. He said, "Klum chisarti min atayru kulo amaloy limadet tonu rabenu." You yourself taught us ki adam ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yasa toiv leyach. By the way, the marshas. Is a pasuk in Kayalas. Ki adam ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yasa toiv. What do you mean, limadatonu rabbeinu? That's poshut, obviously. This is it's a pasuk. But either way, he said, being that ki ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yasa toiv leyachto, that's why at the end of the day, I feel like this is playing itself out the way it's playing itself out. Then it says, I learned this Gemara. I think there's such a hergish in this Gemara. A hergish, I'm not saying a chiddish, but just a hergish. Rabbi Eliezer is at the end of his life. He's lying on his deathbed. Kishchal Rabbi Eliezer, he's in terrible tzar. Chama azay yesh ba'olam. And Rabbi Akiva is laughing. He said, because I was so worried that maybe you were going to lose your Olam Haba. Said Rabbi Eliezer, that only makes sense if I did something wrong. Klum chisarti min ha-Torah kula. Is there anything in the Torah that I didn't observe? He said, Rabbi, didn't you teach us? Ki adam ein tzadik barash asher yasa toiv leyachto? Rabbi Eliezer never did anything wrong in his life. Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer Perek Aleph. He didn't start learning Torah until he was 28 years old. That means he fapachked the first 28 years of his life. He didn't know anything. He was an Am Ha'aretz D'Raisa D'Rabbanan. He didn't know Kriya Shema. He didn't know how to make a bracha. Right? He didn't know a thing, state the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer has to come on to ki adam ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yasa toiv leyach. Maybe this is an oinish for the first 28 years of his life. I don't know. To me, that's so poshut. Klum chisarti min ha'Torah kula. What do you mean? The first 28 years of Rabbi Eliezer's life. But it's mavur poshut shan in the Gemara. He did tshuva. And if he did tshuva, it's gone. Zdainis nasa shkogis, that's if you do a miyira, and zdainis nasa shkuyas, if you do a meyahava. He did tshuva. Rabbi Eliezer's bepchinu ki adam ein tzadik. Actually, he asked him, like, I hear what I tell you. Lamaisa, no one's perfect. You yourself taught it to us. So that's why you're being, what happened to the first 28 years of his life? The teretz says it's gone. Right? The hergish is hafildig. What do you mean? Rabbi Eliezer, to me, that's like the most posh pshat. What's going on over here? Listen, Rabbi Eliezer, you're great. You're going to go down as the greatest of all tanoim. All the raid in Rabbi Eliezer. You have to be mechaper for the first 28 years. No, he doesn't. He did tshuva. He has to be mechaper, nothing. It's zdoinis nasin schuyos. And if it's zdoinis nasin schuyos, right, people walk around carrying chatas na'urim, different averis that they did. But if you do tshuva, you do tshuva. Right, we once said over that I heard once from the tzaddik, the mekobel, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, Zalzayin Gazun, that he said over a maisa that if there was a choshev yid that came into him, and he mamish, he was so ba'atzvis, he was talking about different averis he did when he was younger, chattas na'urim, and he said, yeah, even though now he's a marbitz teir, he's done choshev things, but a maisa, he said, I did so many averis when I was younger, and Rabbi Akimei started yelling at him. He says, I don't understand, do gleifs nish in the koich for Yom Kippur? He says, what do you mean? He says, you don't believe, there's something called Yom Kippur, there's something called tshuva. You have to believe in tshuva, you have to believe in Yom Kippur. Rabbi Eliezer did tshuva. If he did tshuva, those 28 years are not negeya. The only reason there's a cheshbon in Rabbi Eliezer is because the pasuk says ki adam ein tzadik baruch asa yasha toiv leyachta. Either way, talk to you another story about kishchal Rabbi Tana Rabbanon. Kishchal Rabbi Eliezer was sick. Nichnesu arbaz kedem levakra. So four skedem came to be mevakra. Rabbi Tarif and Rabbi Yeshua. For Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, for Rabbi Akiva. Then Rabbi Tarif and Va'amah. Rabbi Tarif said, Toiv atol Yisrael, mitipa shel gesham. Incidentally, was Rabbi Loza ben Azariah a zokin then? Right? Nichnasu arba zakenim. He's a zokin. Kishchalu Rabbi Eliezer. I think, not holding in this inyan now with all the math and the chronology, but I'm pretty sure that Rabbi Eliezer was very, very old. I mean, he was older, anyways, at the time of Yavna, etc. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we know, was very young. The Teretz says, Harei ani kiven shivim shana. So maybe that's why it's called a zakin. Or more pashut, zakin sometimes means zeshakana chachma. But either way, interesting. That we refer to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as a zakin. Again, I have to look it up. I'm not sure how old he was or could have been at this point. So Rabbi Tarfin's there, Rabbi Yeshua is there, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is there, and Rabbi Akiva is there. Ned Rabbi Tarfin v'Amar said they all came in and they're going to say something to the Rebbe. So Rabbi Tarfin said, Toiv atli yisrom b'tipa shal gishamim. He says, we need you so badly. We need you like we need rain. Just like the world can't exist without rain, we can't survive without you, the Rebbe. He's trying to be ma'ir rachmi shamayim, that we need the Rebbe. She tipish al gsham ba'ilum hazeh. And why are you better than tipish al gsham? Because tipish al gsham is only ba'ilum hazeh. The Rebbe ba'ilum hazeh u ba'ilum haba. Then Rabbi Yeshua v'amah. Then Rabbi Yeshua came second. And he said, Toiv atli yisrael yoyis migal gulcham. We need you more than the sun. She gal gulcham u ba'ilum hazeh. The Rebbe ba'ilum hazeh u ba'ilum haba. Is there a sun in ba'ilum haba? Refer to one of the Gemaras in the beginning of Perek Chelik. Then Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah v'amar. Then Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Toiv atli yisrael yoyis mi ove'im. We need you more than a father and a mother. She ove'im ba'ilum hazeh. The Rebbe ba'ilum now is Rabbi Akiva's turn. The Omar and Rabbi Akiva. And this is from the legendary lines of Rabbi Akiva in Chas. He said, "Chaviv in Yisurim." He says, "Rebbe, do you realize how precious and how chashuv it is to have Yisurim?" Last Rashi on the Omar. Shem mechaper malecha, because the Yisurim are going to give you kapar. So everybody was talking about how gevaldig Rabbi Eliezer is, and Rabbi Akiva somehow he just sees it a little bit differently. He always did. He had a different blick on everything, and he said, "Chaviv in Yisurim." Wow, Amalehen. So Rabbi Eliezer said, "Samchuni, give me a little bit of help." The Eshma Divri Akiva Talmidi. I want to hear the words of my Talmud Akiva. Sha'amar Chavivin Yisurim. Amalei. So he turns to him and he says, "Akiva, zumi nayin lecha. How do you know Yisurim is a good thing?" Amar. So he told him, "Ikrani Dairish. I know it from a pasuk. The pasuk says, 'Ben Shtei Mesrishana Menashe B'Malchei.' Menashe was 12 years old when he became king. V'chamishim v'chamishana Malach B'Yerushalayim, and he was king for 55 years. Vayas Harab Eini Hashem, and he was a terrible king. Right? The story of Menashe is coming in the next few days. V'ksiv, and the pasuk says, 'Gam Eila Mishlei Shloim Asher Hitiku Anche Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda.' That the Anche Chizkiyah, the people of Chizkiyah, they wrote, they transcribed all the Mishalim, the proverbs of Shloim Melech. Now, v'chizkiyah Melech Yehuda." Is it possible that Chizkiyah taught Torah to the entire world, but he didn't teach Torah to his son Menashe? Of course he did. Chizkiyah tried so hard to get his own son Menashe to be on the straight and narrow, but he was unsuccessful. But said Rabbi Akiva, "You want to know when Menashe did tshuva? You want to know when he came around, when he had Yisurim? How do I know that?" Shenema, the pasuk says, "Vaydaber Hashem al Menashe vel amoy v'lo hikshivu." So the pasuk says that Hashem tried getting Menashe to do tshuva, but nothing helped. Right? It was all nishke toigin, nishke floigin. But then finally, Hashem sent the king of Asher, and he took Menashe in chains. He brought him to Bavel, and the pasuk says, "Uksiv ukahotzer loy chilos penei Hashem alukav." At some point, all Menashe realizes that he's making a mistake, and he shifts his attention. He pivots to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'ikona ma'oid milifnei elikei avoysav. And all of a sudden, he had humility towards the God of his fathers. Va'yispal aleilav and he davened to Hashem. Va'yayoser loy. Right? Va'yichaser, we're going to learn the Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered his tefillah. Va'yishmatchil nosay, va'yishiveh Yerushalayim l'machusay, va'yeda menashe ki Hashem. So what turned Menashe around? All the teichach, all the musar. His father was Chizkiyahu, the God of Adar. It was the daughter of Chizkiyahu was Batku Midan Vat Be'er Sheva, right? And everybody learned, but not Menashe. But you know what got Menashe to come around? A little bit of Yisurim. Halamadatos. Rabbi Akiva turned to his Rebbe and he said, "You know what you see from here? You see from here Shechaviv in Yisurim." We have a raid bite from the last Machzer from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. It's a classic in Sichas Musar of what the Oimek HaKavana of Rabbi Akiva was when he told Rabbi Eliezer, "Dafke at this moment Chaviv in Yisurim." Zokti Marvai. Ton Rabbi. We learned in the Brayso. Shloishu bo ba'alila. There were three people that came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'alila, like with a little bit of a taina. Like in a very, like almost improper way. Eluhen, Kayin, Esav, u Menashe. Kayin, how do you know Kayin? Because he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Godol avoyni minasai. Right? And what did he mean to say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to forgive 600,000 Yidden. You can't forgive me. Right? Me not. Esav, we didn't see that Esav came out of Taina Dechsev. He told his father, HaBracha Achasi Lecha Avi, but Tata, all you have is one bracha, right? There's no leftover brachas for me after Yaakov took the brachas. And finally, Menashe, how do you know Menashe goes, Betchila Karolei, like, Hus Harbe, Ulubsev Karolei, Kea Voisav. That Menashe, even though he did Shuvah and he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but first he davened to all the Avodah Zarah, and then he came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's considered Alila. So why is it considered Alila? Meaning, Kain, you understand. He comes with like a taina. He's like arguing. He's lobbying against Hashem. Godol avoinim in asai. Right. What, 600,000 yidden in the midbar, you'll forgive, but you can't forgive me? Esav, habrocha achas hilachavi. He's like speaking sarcastically almost. But what a Menashe. Menashe went to Zavid Zara, and then he came to Davish. Where do you see the alila? Meaning, it's not the way to go about your business. But where is the alila? So Rashi says that Menashe was forcing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand a little bit. He said, I went to all the Avodah Zarahs, they didn't answer me. If you're not going to answer me, so you're not any better than all my Avodah Zarahs, than all my Getchkes. That's the element of Alila. One last Gemara, Abishol, Oimer, Af HaHoyges Hashem Ba'isi Yosef, someone that is Hoyges Hashem Ba'isi Yosef, Ein Lo Yichelik Lo Yilam HaBatano, we learned, Uba Gvulin, this is only true if it's done big Gvulin, meaning outside the Mokum HaMikdash, Uba Loshen Oga, and also if it's done in some foreign language. That is where these Inyanim are going to be Nageya. We're going to stop here, and the Ezer Hashem, in the next year, which is going to be from the last Machzer, we're going to start, and we're going to embark on, really, the next part of Perek Chelek. The next part of Perek Chelek is going to talk about the story of Yeravam and the story of Menashe. Right, the Mishnah says that there were three Melachim and four Hidyotos that are Ein Lam Chelek Lo'olam Haba. That list is going to be the topic. It's literally the next week of Daf Yomi. It's so, so, so unique because we're going to learn straight Nach. It's Mamish. If you love Nach, this is the week of Daf Yomi. Either way, just to end with one Ha'ara. And that is, so one of the topics of the Daf was Ben Sira. And one of the subtopics of Ben Sira was the Pasuk in Mishlei that says, Kol Yemei Ani Ra'im V'toiv Lev Mishtetamit, right? Kol Yemei Ani Ram, all the days of the Araman Arbed, V'toiv Lev Mishtetamit. Now, Ben Sira said, not only are the days of the Ani Bed, but Af HaLeilois. And it's for that reason we talked about this pasuk, and then the Gemara brought so many different pshatim. In fact, there's a simen, a mnemonic, to remember all the different pshatim, and it's a very long mnemonic. Zera Rava Mesharshia Chanina Tuvia Yana Yofa Yoichna Merachim Yeshua Mekatzer. All of those words are related to the different drashnas that the Gemara brought on this pasuk, and that is Kol Yemei Ani Roim V'Toivlei Mishtetamit. But it's interesting, from all the different pshatim that the Gemara brought, the Gemara didn't bring the pashup shat. What's the pashup shat? So all the days of the Arman are Ra'im of a V'toivlei Mishtetamit. And the truth is, we spoke about this not so long ago. We mentioned this in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Memvav, because that's also where this Gemara with the whole Arichos is mentioned. If you take a look at the Bir Hagra, in his Pirish on Sefer Mishlei, so he says as follows, Kol Yemei Ani Ra'im, Kimoisha Amru Chazal, Ezeu Asher, V'mkein Ha'ani, Hu Mishen Nafshei Rechafa. An Araman is someone that's nafshei rechava. She ainoi mistabik b'kol ha'shaloi. He's not happy with all the things that he has. V'chol chalolei da'alma lo yaspikenu b'daitoi. If you can give him what, you give him everything in the world, he's not going to be satisfied. V'lochein kol yom avron. And it's for that reason his entire life is bad. Ki ainoi b'efshori she yasa kol chepza v'yamali da'itoi. Because if you have a nefesh rechava, you're never going to be happy. You're never going to be satisfied. Because it's impossible to give somebody everything. Ukamay sha'amru, in other mates, v'chatzi tabasa b'yotu. Av misha mistapik b'mashi yeshloi, says the Goyin. But somebody that's mistapik b'mashi yeshloi, libay sameach tamid. His heart is always happy. Kamay yo'ish ashem mishta b'vesoi. Like a person that has a mishta in his house. She libay sameach b'eshu shtuya yayin. Right? If you're at a party and you're already rounding third, right? You're on your third glass of wine. You're in a good place. You're going to be happy, right? At that point, the king can walk in. Nobody cares about the king. But that's only good until you have your hashtag hangover. But once you have your hangover, you're not going to be that way. Someone that's a toiv lev who tamid sameach. So says the guy, the Ani in this pasuk is not the person that is not a man of means. That's not what it means. What it means is he's a person that's Ani in that he's not happy. Nafshoi Rechava. That person is in a mistapik b'chol ha'shaloi. V'chol chalolei da'almo lo yaspikenu b'daitoi. The toiv leiv mishtatomid is not the person that's a gevir. He's the person that's sefridin. He's an osher that's a meach b'chelka. And this is the diktuk that we made when we read the pasuk. It doesn't say kol yimei oni roim v'kol yimei agvir mishtatomid. No, we're comparing the oni to the toiv leiv. It's an avodah saleiv. Someone that's a toiv leiv, he's a sameach b'chelkoi, he's mishtetamid. Someone that's at a mishta, he's drinking wine, nothing bothers him, he's in a gitta plats, as we say, that person is the toiv leiv tamid. He's always going to be that way. Who's the flip side? Not the person doesn't have money. It's the oni bedas. It's the person that's nafshei rechava she'ena mistak b'chashaloi. You know, sometimes when you say, you know, asher doesn't mean asher, it means a sameach b'chalke. Okay, it's a cop-out, right? No, that's what the pasuk is saying. We're comparing and contrasting the oni and the toiv leiv. We're not comparing and contrasting the oni and the gevir. And really, this pasuk is it's the secret to happiness. Like, kama kulmus in nishtabru. Like, how do you achieve happiness? How does a person become content and sefriden? It's a pasuk. V'toiv leiv mishta tamid ezeu asher asameach b'chelkoi. That is the Yetzah. And the way the Goyin explains it, like only the Goyin could, b'lashoinei hazah, it's beautiful. A person that's a toiv leiv, that person is going to be a mishta tamid. But just to end with one hergish, you know, this pasuk, v'toiv leiv mishta tamid, is quoted by the Ramah. Where is it quoted by the Ramah? It's the very end of Hilchas Megillah. So we're coming to the end of Chodesh Adar. This is at the very end of Hilchas Megillah. In fact, it's the last line of Ramah in Hilchas Megillah. So the Ramah is talking about halachis of Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, and this is the way he fears us. He says, Yesh oimrim shechayv laharbeis mishta v'simcha barba asa shav Adar Rishon. That even Adar Rishon, you're supposed to be marbe b'simcha. Ve'ein noyeg in kein, mikomokim yarbe k'tzas b'suda, k'dei lotze yisidei ha-machmirim. It is k'dai to be machmir a little bit. And then he concludes, v'toyiv leiv mishta tamid. This pasuk, mishlei tezvav tezvav. The last pasuk in mishlei is toyiv leiv mishta tamid. It's you do it that the Velt says, that if you take a look at the first Ramah, the very, very first Ramah in Eruch Hayim, how does the Ramah start Eruch Hayim? He says, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet. The Ramah started Eruch Hayim with the words, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet. He ended Eruch Hayim. This is the last time in Eruch Hayim. Tof Reish Tzadik Zayin. He ended Eruch Hayim with the words of Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid. The Hergish is Pashet, that if a person wants to come to Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid, the way to come to that is through Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet. The way to come to that is to realize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way to come to that is with living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way to come to that is by having betochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person is b'teach, if a person realizes that Alts kumt from the Eivishta, and he's a Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet, that's the schlissel, that's the mafteach to come to a v'toiv leiv mishta tamid, right? We start Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet. Says the Ramah, that's where it starts. And you want to know where it's going to end? That if you could be a Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet, you could have the proper betochen. At the risk of sounding like you did Nafshi with Michael Safdie. But if you can be a Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet, that's the Eitzah of coming to a Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamet. We should talk about Zoicha. Again, we're coming to the end of Chodesh Adar, but Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid, not only in Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, we should take it with us into Chodesh Nisan, with Benchi Chodesh Nisan, Benisan Asidon Ligoyal. We should talk about Zoich. It's a big avoidah. It's an avoidah to be a Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. It's an avoidah to come to a Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid. But the really, the eights of how you come to a Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid is by realizing Altsus from the Eivishta. And people that live, right, just listen to Michael's daily bitachon, listen to his sichas. This is what he screams about, literally, right? This is what he's getting all worked up about. It's about this inyan. Live with Hashem, see Hashem, thank Hashem, talk about Hashem. That's Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet. Through Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet, we'll be zoicha to a toiv leiv mishta tamid.